Hey everybody, it's Josh. Welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us. Starting in late July 2020, we are offering both a 9 a.m. outdoor worship service and a 9 a.m. online worship service. You can go to our website to find out more about our two services. You can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day. Well, the small hits and the big hits keep coming. I don't know about you, but I'm guessing you've had some small or some normal sort of hits that life has thrown at you over the past few months. Like on a personal note, like I can share, for example, that my mom recently had a third ablation on her heart for some atrial fibrillation. On top of that, she had a large branch fall on her house during those storms back in August that caused some serious damage. She's a renter, but still, that's like a really serious thing that happens. I share those because, those are just kind of some of the normal challenges and the normal hits we have in life. But then this season and this year, 2020, keeps throwing some bigger hits at us as well. And over this past weekend, we've been experiencing the aftermath of what is another big hit, the loss of an iconic American. Of course, I'm referring to the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And I know you're mature enough, independent of your political persuasions or thoughts about her, that we're all mature enough to understand that she was an iconic person in our country. And based on the copious and very significant notes that I'm reading and seeing on social media from a wide range of our church members and our extended network, I know that her passing has caused a lot of grief for many people. So if you are experiencing grief around that, please know that I am seeing your grief and understanding some of that. I will admit that as a person of privilege and power, that I cannot quite empathize with the depth of some of the things that people are posting, but I do see them and understand and see the pain people are expressing. Now, Justice Ginsburg wasn't the only one we've lost over these past few months that have been iconic. People like Chadwick Boseman and John Lewis and Kobe Bryant all come to mind. And the reality is we know their names, but we don't know all the names of the people that have been lost over this past year. We think about the nearly 200,000 people that have passed from COVID, or the growing close to a million that have passed globally. We don't know all their names, but those are huge losses as well. Now, the reality is that we continue on in this time. We have to figure out how we can continue to make our way forward. And really, no one told us that life was gonna be this way. And in fact, actually, life really isn't normally this way, is it? Normally, for many of us, life has a way of having hard moments, but those seasons tend to come and go, and then we're able to catch our breath because there aren't quite as many back-to-back struggles or crises. But right now, we're dealing with multiple international-type crises, we're dealing with multiple history-making crises, and we're dealing with still the normal challenges, the normal ups and downs that life brings. So I know we're going to get through this, and I know we're going to make it to the other side, but I want to make sure that we do this in a way where we're not crashing and burning along the way, where we're not running on empty, where we're not running on fumes. Because God doesn't want us to just simply falter our way through all of this. God doesn't want us to burn out. God wants us to make it through so that we can survive and thrive. And if we're going to make our way through this, we're going to have to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves. Because we have to be able to refuel and recharge. It might be that in ordinary circumstances, we can kind of find our way through this, sort of with life's ebbs and flows. But in these circumstances, we need to make sure that we are taking extra care to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves. Now, when you hear that word or that term of self-care, many, many things might come to mind. And there are some forms of self-care that can really become quite self-indulgent or self-aggrandizing. But the kind of self-care that God wants for us is self-care that takes seriously who we are and who we're becoming, not just to take care of ourselves, but so that we can take care of other people. It's self-care in the name of service of others. And I know that you have people who are counting on you. And I know that I have people who are counting on me. And they're counting on you, they're counting on me to make sure that we don't crash and burn, to make sure that we don't burn out. Because if we crash and burn, or if we burn out, then we aren't going to be able to be there for the people that are counting on us in our lives. Now, this reality of needing to take care of ourselves isn't something that just happens to us in this day and age. And in fact, actually, it's something that seemingly Jesus actually was a part of doing, that Jesus took time for himself. Actually, in many instances, there are places in the Gospels, the stories of Jesus, where Jesus would leave his disciples, would leave the crowds, and he'd go off on his own into the mountains. He would take Sabbath. He would take the day of rest. He would pray. He would do these things. He was taking care of himself. There are other places, specifically I think of the experience that Peter had. One of his most pivotal experiences was a dream that he had when he had gone on the roof of where he was on his own to pray, taking care of himself. Now, we can't always look at the actions and of the biblical people and then draw direct correlations to what we're supposed to do, but in this instance, I think we can get a whole lot closer. We can see the value of taking care of ourselves, not to be self-indulgent, but so that we can be there for other people. Because that's what God wants for us, is God wants us to make it through the season, but God also wants us to be there for other people. Because just like no one told you that life was going to be this way, no one told them either that life was going to be this way. So how is it that we can better take care of ourselves in a time like this, and how is it that we can find our way through? Well, some of self-care begins with just recognizing simply that we are holistic and complex people, that we have elements of health that are fourfold, that we have physical health, we have emotional health, we have spiritual health, and we have mental health. And they're all interconnected because we're integrated human beings. But if we can look to improving in one of those areas, we can trust that it'll lift us in the other areas. Now, I don't want to dive too deep into any one of those because they're all interconnected, but there is one that I want to make sure I stop on for just a moment here. And that's that matter of mental and really emotional health. This has been a very hard season for many of us. And for many people, we can simply stop and we can pause and we can find our way forward to improve our mental health through normal activities and normal behaviors. But there are many people also who are finding this season to be a real challenge for their mental, their psychological health. And if you find yourself struggling, for instance, in this season with depression, maybe you haven't before, or maybe you're having suicidal or self-harm thoughts, please get help. If you know a psychologist or a counselor, make an appointment. If you don't have a mental health professional in your life, let me know and I will help you find one. I'm not a mental health professional, but I know many of them and they are willing to help you. This season, this time has been very difficult. So really, if you're struggling with your mental health like you've not struggled before, don't be shy to ask for help. And we're here to help you. So being aware of all of this makes us understand better and how important it is to understand that we are creative, holistic people that need help in all those kinds of areas. Now, understanding that we need self-care and understanding that it's a complex thing because we're complex people is a part of the situation. But like a lot of things, just describing the situation or describing that there's a problem or knowing that there's a problem is only half the battle. How many times have we found ourselves in a situation, though, where we've described the problem and we're like, oh, that seems like we've done something? Well, describing the problem or knowing there's an issue is only half the battle. The other half is actually doing something about it. And so I want to give you what I'm going to call the three P's that might be able to help you at this time. And the three P's are to plan, to make progress, and to have a partner. Plan, progress, and partner. Now, knowing that we need a plan for these things is important because making a plan is one of the ways that we can actually make progress then. So what is it to make a plan for self-care? Well, one of the things you could do to sort of identify this, if you haven't given it much thought before, is to take some time to write out some answers to these questions. What has been giving you stress lately? Well, that might be a very long list, but write it out because you may be able to avoid some of those things or mitigate some of those things. What are some things that have been giving you joy? What are some things that have been exciting to you? What are the challenges that you've been facing? And if you can write those things out and you can write it out on a piece of paper, you could open up a note on your phone, you could do a new document on your computer, whatever it is for you, then you can identify some of the places where you are able to make plans to live into the things that are helping you, and then also to perhaps avoid the things that are harming you. Then you can go forward with a plan in mind on how to pursue these things. So that's the first thing, is to make a plan. The second thing when it comes to this is to commit to making progress, but realize it isn't about perfection. That's one of the things about self-care in a situation like this. It's not about getting to this perfect place where things are perfect all the time. First off, that's not how life works, and we know that. But and also, especially in this year, it's not going to work like that. But the goal is to make progress, because the goal of self-care in the service of others is to have just enough margin, as it were, to be able to roll through or survive the next challenge that comes your way. It isn't to get to this state of, you know, perfection or holiness or balance where it's, you know, you feel like you got it all under control. It's just about finding enough margin to make it through the next challenge that you face. And that's also about progress, not perfection. God is the only one who is perfect. Jesus was perfect as well, but you know how that worked. And the reality is we want to make progress so we can make it forward. We can make it forward through these circumstances. And then the last piece here is to find a partner to get a partner, and then not forget about your partner. And that kind of comes in twofold form. One of the things that can help us when we are pursuing self-care is to have some accountability in that. And so we want to think about inviting someone to be a partner and encouraging us or holding us accountable to those aspects of self-care. Asking a friend, a coworker, a family member into that would be an honor for many people. Simply saying to them, hey, here's what I'm going to be working on so I can take care of myself better. Would you be willing to ask me about that so I have a sense of accountability? They'll likely do that. I have family members that do that for me, and it's super important. So having a partner that's going to ask you about it and hold you accountable is important as well. But then there's another kind of partner in all of this and in many cases in life that I want to make sure that we don't forget about as well. And I want to take a moment to talk to all those people who are in committed relationships and the married folk. And for just a moment, I want to ask you to not forget your partner. If you're married, to not forget your spouse. And here's what I mean by that. We need to make sure that we are helping our spouses take care of themselves. Now, that might sound a little odd, but it might mean, especially if you've got kids, that you as one spouse needs to make sure that you are helping your other spouse find room for and time for self-care. Specifically, if you've got kids at home and maybe you're all working from home and doing school at home, maybe make sure that your spouse has at least one time a week where they are alone without the kids. I don't always get this right, I will tell you that, just ask my wife, but I'm trying to make sure that she has some kind of time where she's alone or she's able to do what she needs to do without kids interrupting her. Because I'm mindful of the stress and the challenges that come from trying to make it through this year. So invite a partner to help you. And if you're married or committed to someone, make sure that you don't forget about helping your partner find some time and some margin for self-care. So make a plan, commit to progress, not perfection, and get a partner, and don't forget your partner. Getting through this season and these challenges is difficult. Making sure that we are taking care of ourselves along the way is really important. We really want to make sure that we are refueling ourselves, that we're recharging ourselves so that we can make it through and not crash and burn along the way. God doesn't want us to simply just make it to the end of all this. God wants us to survive, and God wants us to thrive in this season as well. So let's make sure that we're taking care of ourselves, not in the name of being self-indulgent, but in the name of serving one another. Well, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms. And again, we hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.